Everything starts with a dream. Even this.
Spanish room. It's down in Mordia Bay here.
Good evening, Granny Song.
No, it's Irish.
Pardon me?
But possibly more likely.
Yamala.
Where is it? It's down in Mordia Bay here.
Hi, you have any entertainment on tonight?
Yeah, it's like that kind of stuff, right?
Spanish room.
What kind of music is that?
Irish. Pardon me? Irish music.
Spanish room.
Irish music.
Spanish room.
Spanish
room. Spanish room. Spanish room. Spanish room. Spanish room. Spanish room. Spanish room. Spanish room. Spanish room. Spanish room. Spanish room. Spanish room. Spanish room.
Sometimes they say dreams are where you find them. In the stars. On the map. Cassiopeia. The Big Dipper, Peace River, Heart's Content. But in the arts, dreams are usually where you make them. And sometimes artists make them in unexpected places. Stratford, Orford, Quebec, Glyndebourne, England. Supposing a dancer had a dream of making a professional flamenco troupe in St. John's. A Newfoundland dream of a Spanish dance in a Newfoundland Spanish room. How would you track down that dream? Would it sound anything like this?
We're not gypsies from Jerez and stuff. We are, you know, we're just from St. John's. I guess there is something kind of odd about it. Yeah.
Hi, you have any entertainment on tonight?
Shani Canuck.
And what kind of music is that?
Irish.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Good evening, Kelly.
Hi, any entertainment there tonight?
Yes, tonight we have Glenn Breen playing.
Oh, yeah.
Is that too bad? He plays Newfoundland music, house music.
Okay.
If you like that that kind of stuff, right?
Okay.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Right, you're welcome.
Aaron's Pop.
Hi, do you have entertainment tonight?
Yes, Dermot O'Reilly's playing this evening.
Okay.
Irish.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Aaron's, Kelly's, O'Reilly's, the Blarney Stone, we have Irish rooms aplenty. Spanish rooms? Not so plenty. Try and find them. Go ahead.
Where is it? It's down in Mordia Bay here. Spanish room. Right next to Marystown.
Oh.
But who knows, without having all those earlier maps that are available, we really don't know why that's called Spanish Room. It might be called Spanish Room the same way that Spaniard's Bay is called Spaniard's Bay, presumably because Spaniards had been using it at some point. But possibly more likely, Spanish was one of the names for Madeira fish, the best cull of salt fish. And so when people would talk about the Spanish cull, it was the same as saying grade A fish. And on the market, the Spaniards bought the fish from Newfoundland. That was the best quality Newfoundland fish. So in some places, people would have certain parts of the cove set aside for better quality fish. And this could be called the Spanish Room. So, and that may be the origin of Spanish Room. You know, we don't know at this point. Not enough research has been done, and it's probably too far past anyway for us to find out.
It doesn't necessarily mean that the Spanish sailors came ashore and danced the tarantella.
No, it probably just means that people were selling fish to the Spaniards. You know.
All right, I'm starting the rhythm off at the tempo that I want it. I'm going to do a couple of compas by myself before the musicians come in. This is the beginning of the Escopia. You do one step to the right, then you do the other step to the left, at least when you're starting, before you've really gotten into it. That's how you start in the Escopia.
Hi, any entertainment there tonight?
Yep, Fergus O'Byrne and Jim Joyce.
What kind of music is it?
Oh, it's Irish.
But there is one Spanish room that's easy to find, if you get out of bed early enough.
It's early in the morning for a bar musician, isn't it?
That's it, it's one of classes.
Yeah. Spanish 101, up at the university. Catch the number 15 bus, like singer Sean Harris. It'll take you straight there.
It is Friday morning at 8:15. Headed into the university for a Spanish class. It seems a bit strange to go to class this cold weather to learn Spanish.
You get up what, three days a week?
3 days a week. 3 days a week. Get up at like... We usually get up at around 7:15 and get cleaned up and eat something and then go into the university on Monday morning, Wednesday morning and Friday morning. Sometimes I find it really hard, like, to get up in the morning and actually get the drive to go in there, you know? You just chug down your coffee and go, you know? But sometimes where I might find it's been a late night performing or it's been a late rehearsal or something, and the morning is just, it's just too much, you know, to try and get up and do it, but you push yourself to do it, you know?
Pagamos el 6%. Any questions about the vocabulary?
For sobre a day, how do you know which one to use? Does it matter?
In this case, it wouldn't matter.
Mm. 4 months ago, when I had no idea what flamenco was or no idea what Spanish was, you know, I'm you know, it's a labor of love. I had to do it, and I feel if I'm going to be true to this art form, I have to know Spanish. I have to. There's no way I can do it otherwise. You know. I'm singing in a language that I'm just starting to learn, but when you actually, hopefully, when you sing. When I sing, it comes across as being impassioned, you know. At the end of Benaja Mujer, you know, Benaja Mujer del mundo. Right? Try that in English, you know. It's just not the same. It's just not the same. Because we're not used to it, because it's not something that we're used to in this part of the world. You know, it's a culture, it's an art form we're not used to. So to sing that in English, you're just, it's just not the same. Not the same at all.
Convencete. Que no es un rey.
Ben.
Hi, is there any entertainment on tonight?
Yeah, flamingo dancing.
What?
Flamingo dancing.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, and it's a fantastic show. We've had it here before, and people were just dazzled.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye.
At last, a pub with no Irish music. The Flamingos call themselves El Viento Flamenco, and their Spanish room is across town, where they're rehearsing for their Thursday night show at the Ship Inn, without a pink feather in sight.
Yeah, I was waiting to go there.
Because on that Yamada, I'm actually doing a move on four, so it would be more like a short Yamada for Bolivia. Four, five, six,
seven. My name is Eveline, which is the French pronunciation of Evelyn. My parents were French immigrants, but I grew up in part in northern Ontario and Sudbury.
I'm ready to carry it.
I was just going to go along and pursue a university career like my father had. I was doing my PhD in French literature and semiotics and psychoanalysis. That's what I did until I made the decision to leave that for flamenco. It had to do with my mother becoming ill and with cancer, and finding out that she had so many months to live, and then my mother dying, and there I was doing a PhD where I was following the footsteps of my family, but it wasn't really, really my thing, even though I was doing well, but it wasn't really my thing. So started dancing. So the first time that I was studying it intensively in Toronto, flamenco, I was spending the whole day at the cancer clinic with my mother. I had to leave, and I would go to flamenco lessons and do a couple of hours of flamenco dancing. Just the basic need to get out of there and put myself in a situation where I wasn't thinking about anything, and I was just pushing myself physically really hard and not getting any opportunity to think. Ugh, that sounds horrible. To say that I was would leave my mother and then go flamenco dancing, just because of what people think flamenco dancing is, right? That it's the Gypsy Kings, that it's lots of fun and moving your hips around and doing pelvic movements, when really it's more about feelings, and that's often said. That's one of the most important themes in flamenco is death. So there's a link somewhere between my parents' death and that desire for intensity. Nah.
Most times it's about heartache, you know. One of the letras we sing, the translation of it would be, I call your name, but you don't respond. I call your name, you won't respond.
Mi pare el clavel.
Mi madre, la rosa. My mother's a rose, my father's a carnation.
They believe that flamenco in the form that it has today took shape in the 19th century with influences from the Arabic community and the Jewish as well, and Spanish folk that has nothing to do with the gypsies, plus everything that the gypsies brought along with them over hundreds of years of traveling through the Middle East and through Europe before getting to Spain. But the gypsies' history of suffering hasn't ended. They're still very much, they're the underprivileged of Spain, and they are rejected by middle class Spanish society.
The heartache and strife that they sing through in these songs, it just hits you. It hits home. It really does. Even though it's from thousands and thousands of kilometers away. I've never been one who's been steeped very heavily in traditional Newfoundland song. I've sung some of the, you know, the more popular traditional Newfoundland songs and stuff, because they're beautiful and the melodies are beautiful, much the same as flamenco. But I can't really relate.
You're not a gypsy either.
No, I know, but yeah, that's, I don't know how to explain that. I can't explain that. I'm more moved by the flamenco art form than I would, and this is a terrible thing to say, than I am through traditional Newfoundland music. For some reason, my heart was drawn to flamenco music. It so much emotion comes from flamenco art form. You feel it, and it's very sad. It's a very sad art form. Desperation, sadness. You feel all these things from it, and you don't know why. And still, you're moved by it, and you feel like you could conquer the world. You know, you really do. You listen to it, and it's just, that's what got me. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a sadist or something. I just like all the sad music, you know.
A lot of the lyrics have to do with exile and death and mourning and illness, mental illness, physical illness. It's very often linked to blues and the history of the blues.
It's the exact same feeling. You don't have to understand what they're saying to feel what they're saying, you know? Yo no soy, no conozco a nadie. Right? Yo no soy de esta tierra y no conozco a nadie. I'm not from here and I know nobody. Voce te amo y no me responde. Desde que día que no partamos y yo te te condene. When I first started, I had no idea what any of this was, and Evelyn very patiently sat me down. She would write these out, would listen to the tapes, and then write them out of her favorite songs or some of her favorite dances and stuff, and just find these letras, you know, either in books or in other songs and stuff, and write them out for me and then translate them so I'd understand what's being sung. And then we would sit and we would just listen to the song over and over and over and over and over and sit and go through it bit by bit, you know. But it was the same when I was studying classical voice, and you would sing Italian songs, you know. And you don't really know. You have in the books, you know, in your Schirmer's book, you'd open it up and you'd see your piece and you'd read through the lyrics and you would have your teacher speak them out for you, and you would learn them that way, and you would read the music and read the words off the page. Then when you translated it, it became a song. It was a song then. You understood where the emotion was coming from.
And it had never occurred to me to look for a singer in somebody who didn't speak Spanish already. And so I would sometimes get a little bit discouraged about whether or not I was ever going to be able to find a Hispanic person here who would be good enough to sing and interested enough to sing, et cetera, et cetera. And that was not the right way to go about it, because Sean's ear for the language is excellent. And that's the, you know, the smallest, the least important thing. Most important thing just being his intensity and his talent as a singer.
You become immersed in it. Just you feel that, you know, dum 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 dum, and just that, it takes me away from everything else. I'm just totally transported, and for me, I get visual images of things. I just visualize being somewhere else. Like I visualize myself in a hot place, you know. I just transport myself somewhere else. I become a different person, and sing as that person, you know. So I'll start singing that letra and start singing that song, and I'm impervious to anything else that's around me, and I'm in my own little space listening to this music and totally drawn into it, which for me it's an amazing feeling, because as one of the audience members you feel that, but when you are performing flamenco, you are that, you are that person.
A llamada is a call to end a section and to start a new one.
Llamada.
Okay, my name is Bob Sotherby. I'm the guitarist for El Viento Flamenco. The other group that I have now that's ongoing is the Gravel Pit Campers. The Campers are a rock and funk outfit. It's a completely different ballgame from the flamenco group. I don't know, I guess it's just, it must be in my nature to want to have some kind of diversity in my life or something, or in my musical life, I guess. Thank you. musically speaking, in the case of, let's say, most of what we're used to in North America, which would be rock, country, blues, folk, traditional music, classical music, in a lot of cases, the beat or the basic beat that you follow is pretty much straightforward. And what I mean by that is, for instance, if I were just to play a very simple folk-like or traditional-like progression. Now you can clap along to that, or you can tap your foot to that. That's really, really straightforward. But when it comes to playing flamenco, it's not so straightforward, because the rhythms of flamenco are structured differently. For instance, that's a typical rumba, and the rumba actually, the rhythm of rumba, this, comes from originally from Brazil, so it's a sort of a Latin rhythm, and it's straightforward as far as flamenco goes. When you work your way back, the rhythms are a bit more complex. So the rhythm of, Soleares, one of the very old forms, the rhythm is not so easy to understand, because it's not a three beats, it's not four beats, it's 12 beats. And when you get into that amount of, or that many beats in a rhythmic structure, then it's a bit more difficult to follow for an average listener. So if I were to play the structure, I'll actually just tap out the structure of 12 beats. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So let me play a little bit of Soleares so that you can get an idea of the rhythmic structure. So I'll just count three beats, 10, 11, 12. In my head, I've got the compás, and the compás in this case is the rhythmic structure.
A footwork section for Soleares and for Alegría starts like a backwards waltz, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. By backwards, I mean that the accent is on beat 3 instead of being on beat 1. And then the dancer does a cue to change into 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And the dancer might like to go back and forth between those two rhythms. She has to do a cue so that everybody can follow her back into those rhythms. If I'm doing a build-up, for instance, a build-up. I can't do this really without somebody else doing palmas, but that It's all the same. I've just done a cierre. I've closed my build-up. Now they know I'm going to do a llamada. Right? That's an example. A little sloppy because I haven't warmed up. Disclaimer.
I'm Alex Schwartz, and I'm a philosophy major at Memorial University, and I'm 19 years old. I find that I follow what the dancer's doing. Like what Eveline, if Eveline builds up in loudness and volume and speed and stuff, like we follow her. And then there's certain things that we choreograph, and then there's certain things that are just improv. Like I just look for signs, like a cue or something, and then it goes into whatever, and that could last, like whatever she's doing could last however long she wants. when you're a palmetto, you're essentially a percussionist, like a drummer or something. So the importance of your instrument is your hands, so you have to get a good sound, and that's, I think, to be one of the most important things about it. So you have to get a popping noise coming out of it, and you got to, you know, there's like dozens and dozens and dozens of rhythms to know. Well, actually, one of the things that people say links flamenco to Indian music is that they have those 12-beat cycles, which are unique to music from India and music in flamenco music. And the gypsies, like, the speculation is that they migrated from India all across Europe to Spain. Yeah, it takes, like, a ridiculous amount of concentration, I find, doing palmas. It's just, you can't daydream and zone out and stuff. You have to really be there.
This is a band that Alex listens to, and I don't remember which track it is, so let's try to find it. If I have a flamenco rhythm that goes 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, the possibilities are very interesting. But then if I have to do a Cientos Tangos or a Tarantos and it's in fours, 1-2-3-4, then it's, as far as the foot percussion goes, it's the least interesting. So I don't get very excited about it. That's why I'm trying to find other rhythms, other syncopations. I don't think that I want one of my escobillas to sound like a rock and roll drum solo. But then again, maybe I do, I don't know. You can hear dozens and dozens of flamenco dancers, they're always going to do the same syncopations. So it gets boring after a while. So I want to use... I like that. I don't know how I'm going to use it because that's just continuous the way they're using, and I would want it to have an ending. I would want it to finish somehow. But I like that. Da 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 da. How could I use that?
Thirty, Thursday night. Down the stone steps outside the Ship Inn, a damp sea air towels your face. Between the traffic and the passers-by, you can hear the foghorn breathing out on Fort Amherst Rock. Through the tavern windows, you can see El Viento Flamenco reaching for their finale, the patina of sweat glistening on the dancer's face and neck, staining down the shoulders of her purple shirt like a bruise hunting a wound. The musicians, fingering through the rhythms of the solea, as reverently as a rosary. Out here on the steps, it looks like Newfoundland. Inside, it's a Spanish room. If you close your eyes, it might almost be a dream. Well, go ahead. Close your eyes. I'll open the door.
The goal is to have Duende. Duende is the demon, the inner demon of the flamenco performer. When you don't value the present moment, when you don't truly value life, then you're not pushed to that intensity. I want to push it to its limit. This is a step that's really hard, where I'm climbing up on the points of my feet. Very hard to pull off. I did it.
Verdadero.
Fantastic. Thank you.